Hello and welcome to Living Money's Manifesto for Monday the 3rd of August 2015. I am Jeremy Deeds, financial life planner with over 25 years experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time and founder of Living Money. And as usual on the first Monday of the month, I'll take the opportunity to have a quick look at global markets and economies. In days of old, stockbrokers had a saying, sell in May and go away, come back again on St. Ledger Day. And the first part certainly worked this year. Since the beginning of May, markets have fallen not a little bit. But the question is, will they come back again on St. Ledger Day, this year, the 12th of September? And frankly, being on an English racecourse this summer probably provides better clarity than trying to read the markets, which are still divided over the usual conundrums. What are the prospects for global growth and the outlook for the US, China and Japan in particular? When will US rates rise? Arguably, they should already be doing so as employment strengthens and inflation becomes a real threat. Whilst others argue the strong dollar is already doing the jobs Fed for them anyway. And what is happening in China, whose stock market is still up 70% over the past year and down 25% in the last few months? A degree of volatility partially self-inflicted by the China government itself. And Greece, and Europe for that matter. Greece, whose can has been kicked down the field yet again and will take a generation or more and some very radical thinking to sort itself out. And where do commodities go in a world of weak global demand and a strong dollar, both of which have led to a collapse in commodity prices? And in this world of uncertainty and lack of clarity, markets are going to remain volatile and uncertain. There's no doubt about it. And frankly, at this stage, there seems little point in rehashing the arguments. And so what I'm going to do is what any good stockbroker would have done, keep this short, give you a quick overview of markets in July and go away. If not until St. Ledger Day, at least until the end of August. So what did markets do in July? Well, as I've already said, they were a bit more stable after the falls in May and June. So Japan was more or less unchanged in July. Far East was down around 7%, pulled down further by China. Europe was down around 2%. The FTSE 250, which is a better reflection of the UK, was up 1%, whilst the FTSE 100, which is a more international index, was up 2%. The US is also up 2%. Oil was down a full 18%, and it's back down almost to its lows, and standing at the end of July at $48.50 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. Gold is also down around 7%, now down at $1,088 an ounce. So what's the bottom line? Well, a, quote, balanced, unquote, portfolio has probably dropped around 3.5% since the beginning of May. And a more aggressive portfolio will obviously have dropped further. However, this shouldn't really be a cause for concern. Markets are volatile by definition. They go down and they go up. And it's that volatility that actually provides the long-term returns. And if you want to understand more about stock market volatility and returns, then I refer you to Chapter 7 of my book, Right Money, Right Place, Right Time. We'll also find help on how to structure your finances to ensure they support your life's ambitions rather than hinder or hijack them. Before I go, a little bit about Living Money. Living Money coaches busy families in personal finance. We are not authorised to provide financial advice, and we do not recommend financial products. Instead, we aim to provide you with the tools and skills to buy the financial products that will best serve your life and money. Well, that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a very good week, and in fact, have a very good month as well. Take care and go well.